I did not do music from Spain, no, from Mexico this year. I wanted a little more time to develop some ideas on Christmas in the United States. Forgive me. We have a wonderful Spanish-Mexican contingent all through Chicagoland. We know that your music is our music. Our music is your music. We love you and respect you. But I want to talk some about Christmas in the United States, as it applies to all of us. There are 1,000 traditions that make up this melting pot of our people. Our very first Christmas was a southern one. In 1607, the Jamestown settlers feasted and rejoiced. On the other hand, the Massachusetts Puritans ignored the whole business. By contrast, New York's early Dutch settlers, true to their homeland, celebrated Christmas cheerfully, and so did the aristocratic Virginia settlers. Puritanism gradually declined, but it was not until the mid-1850s that American Sunday schools offered any instructions about Christmas. And that was the time, around 1850 to 80, when we experienced an outpouring of Christmas music, the music that we love today. In general, though, Catholics, Episcopalians, Lutherans, and the Dutch celebrated. The Baptists, Presbyterians, and the Quakers tended to shun all observance of the holiday. Part of it all was regional, I suppose. In Missouri, for example, and in Louisiana, it was the French influence. And in the Southwest, it was Spanish. We'll touch on several of the historical dates, but most of our music, the carols that we say are ours, did appear somewhere in the 1800s. For example, Joy to the World was published in 1719 in England, with words by Isaac Watts, arranged by Lowell Mason, in 1830, from the Handel's Antioch, from the Messiah.